Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Burnett is here. Bill is a new friend. He's Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Eco Engineering, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can add a little sophistication to our sales game. Bill Burnett, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So, Bill, my white hair is not premature. I've been around a long time, and I've spent many years in corporate America sales, as many years in small business sales, and I've worked with both of them in all kinds of different assignments, and still do work with corporate America, trying to help them humanize their sales departments. And I have long said though that there are things, as many cool things as there are about being a small business, there are things that we can learn from big companies. One of them is we need to do a better job of HR. Then better job, like the big companies do a better job of that. They also do a better job of their marketing. And you're going to talk to us about what we can learn from them about the sales, right?
Well, that's right, Jim. And I, too, have had a similar journey. I've had a blend of big company sales experience and then over the last 10 years or so being with a smaller company.
Mm-hmm.
And the contrast of the two can be pretty dramatic, but I think there's some learnings that you can blend the good things from being a big company sales group to down to a small company sales level. And that's been something that I've been trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question about it. And this is, if small business owners could find a way to not be afraid of sophistication, to accept a little bit of sophistication, a little bit of strategy, a little bit more, of visioning and things like that, a little bit less shooting from the hip, and a little more intention, out in the future a little bit. That's what big companies do. We could learn a lot from them, can't we?
That's been my experience. I mean, I noticed that in a small company, you tend to wing it, and that's because a small company is flexible. They can respond to things in the market, but that creativity can get you in trouble to the point where you're saying yes to everything. You're trying to be all things to all people. You don't track what you're doing.
Plus, the sales manager is probably the same person who's got to get a loan from the bank. it's the owner, the founder. The sales manager is probably got a whole bunch of other things to do. I mean, most small businesses who have a sales force don't have a sales manager, and if they do have a sales manager, they don't have a sales manager who doesn't have their own customers that only has to manage.
That's right.
What do you think?
That's right. Oh, gosh, yes. Because every resource counts. And so, yes, if it's not the owner who's leading the sales function, if you do have a manager, well, that manager is going to be a player coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then you contrast that with big companies, and you know how that is. I mean, my gosh, in a big company, you can have very formal sales departments with sales management structures where you truly have individuals who might be phenomenal sales managers, but they're not really going to be that effective as an individual contributor. And that's okay. You know, they're there to manage high performers. They're not there to be the high performer themselves.
Right.
And it's a big contrast between the two. I think what happens, though, when you get into a large company is that you can get so rigid in what you target and what is an ideal opportunity. And, you know, one rule has to apply to everything.
And
so
policies
you lose that
and
flexibility.
Systems and the more policies and systems that you developed, the farther away you get from the customer.
That's right. That's right. I laugh because I was with an organization that had a customer management system. And, you know, this was an organization that had a sales cycle of about 6 months. And so from beginning to end, it would take 6 months. And yet those salespeople were required to log every single email, every single phone call, every single meeting that they had leading up to a sale that would take 6 months. That's silly.
All you really need to do is record the touches. Not only the touches you had, but the touches you're planning and when you're going to do it and how you're going to do it. I mean, you got to keep up with your activity. But whether you had one hamburger or two hamburgers for lunch, that's not helpful.
Probably not going to help you out. That's exactly right. I mean, in the end, what I've been attempting to do is take some of the good things that come from that large company approach, and there are good things, mm-hmm. and bring it down to a small company sales group. And
what would be one thing that you would say that if you were on a 2-floor elevator with somebody and that's all the time you had, what would you tell them to do, a small business owner to do?
You know, I think it's just sticking to your knitting. And you've heard of this 80-20 principle, and we experience this even in our business, mm-hmm. where, you know, 80% of your revenue, 80% of your profits, presumably, is going to come from 20% of your clients, mm-hmm. and 20% of the services that you're offering. So be really good at those 20% items or those 20% clients. Do have flexibility to accommodate for other things in the market. But if you're not really good at that core of what you do, you're going to get spread too thin. And now all of a sudden you're going to have herky-jerky organization structures and conflicting incentives, and you lose your focus. So I think it's all about focus.
This is the challenge that small business owners have, is how much focus do I need to have, and how much do I need to be prepared to shift? And see, that's the thing.
That's right.
The things are going crazy out there in the marketplace right now, as you know. I mean, we've never had to shift like we are now. And balancing the focus and the shift activity is really tough on small businesses because here's where we're different from big businesses, Bill. As you know, if we make a mistake, we could be out of business.
Oh my gosh, big
companies will live to fight another day. We won't.
We won't. And I think that's what drives creativity, and that drives the flexibility. I mean, our stake is on the line, but we got to be smart at what we're doing. We can't just go at it.
When we come back, I want you to talk to us about some of the technical things that you see big companies doing that we could adopt. Folks, this is really important. We could be more technical out here on Main Street than we are. 20 after, right back with Bill Brunette. He's with Eco Engineering. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.